Hall of Fame banquet. Albert Lea Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday, and we have another interview right now. Class of 1976, going to the Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday, Marilyn Clausen. And I haven't talked to Marilyn in such a long time. Marilyn, a good afternoon, and thank you for the time.
Well, good afternoon, Aaron, and thank you for having me on today. It's a privilege.
Oh, absolutely. The Twins will be better next year. We'll start with that.
I still watch them, though, and cheer for them.
I know how much you love the Minnesota Twins, so I had to bring that up. So, Marilyn, let's talk about being inducted into the Albert Lea High School Hall of Fame. When you got the call, or somebody sent you a letter, or however they reached out to you, what was your reaction?
I tell you, Aaron, it was a dream come true. Being on the Albert Lea Hall of Fame for athletics is unbelievable. Athletics throughout my high school year has just been so powerful for me, and I tried so hard to do the best I could. And to be honored this way is just a privilege to be on the wall at Albert Lea High School.
So, Marilyn, let's talk about your athletic career at Albert Lea. Like we mentioned, class of 1976, a four-sport athlete with track and field. Was that your biggest sport, or I don't want to say your best sport, because I'm sure you were good in all the sports you did, but was that the one where you maybe...
It was the sport to excel in. Okay. I was able to become Big Nine champ, regional champ, and eventually I was able to go to...
Okay, we lost.
Unbelievable.
Well, that is not... You want to repeat that once again? We lost you for just a second.
Are we still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Yeah. Go through again some of the awards or some of the recognitions you got during your track and field career.
I was conference champ. I was regional champ. And from there, I was able to go to the state meet my senior year. It was just unbelievable to be with all those awesome athletes at the state meet. But I couldn't have done it without the coach that I had, Lois Bagerquist. Unbelievable person, unbelievable friend. Helped me through all these events, to keep me calm and keep me going and be up for the meets. So it was wonderful. The other events that I've been in, I was on the first girls golf team here in Albert Lea with Tom Clausen as our coach.
Awesome.
And that was so fun to start. I just had such a great time, but then golf interfered with track. So, I had to decide which I wanted to do, along with playing basketball and volleyball. So, it was just my high school career was so fun. I enjoyed every day of it. It was fun.
Marilyn Clausen with us here on KATE. And when it comes to the track and field at that time, did you have specific events that you qualified for state and for the regions in, or did you go in as an all-around athlete? How'd that work?
Well, the regular meets that we had, I was kind of an all-around athlete because our team was, and so you had to help out wherever you could. And so, that's just me. I said, sure, I'll try it. I won't be that great probably, but I'll go for it for the team. But my events that I really enjoyed were discus and shot put.
Okay.
And that was just my expertise in, and it was just fun to be able to compete with all the different athletes throughout the Big Nine. It was really fun. I had one person from Owatonna, Sarah Buxton. I don't know if you've ever heard of that name, but we would compete back and forth. I would win one time, she would win the next time, and we were just competitors throughout our track seasons.
Oh, that is awesome. Do you stay in touch with her now?
No, I don't. I don't, but I would sure love to see her again sometime. That'd be fun.
Now, at that time, where were the state meets held? Where'd you have to go for that?
Up in Minneapolis.
Okay.
It was, we stayed overnight in a hotel the night before, and then we competed. Yep, it was in the cities.
Very cool. Now, Marilyn, after high school, tell us what you've been up to the last, 30-plus years.
Well, after high school, I went to college at University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and I was out for track for their indoor season and their outdoor season, which was really fun. And actually, out for track and lacrosse, I was able to learn how to throw the javelin, which is unbelievable to throw. So, it was a good team, Wisconsin is, and yep. I learned a lot from there. Gary Wilson was our coach there. Since then, I played softball for the summer leagues here until I retired from that. But I've worked here at Thorncrest now for 45 years. And what's really fun about it is I try to keep our residents as active as they can with high school athletics.
Okay.
We've gone out to the Gus Field and toured it, but we've also gone to the football game before the pandemic started. So, I mean, I try to keep them up on what's going on in high school athletics. And when we could, we tried to have kids come in, you know, and share their times with us. So we get to know what's going on in high school, too.
Now, Marilyn, you know, besides working for Thorncrest for so long and obviously loving the Minnesota Twins, when you have some free time, what do you like to do?
Well, I also work at Bonnaroo Funeral Service.
Okay.
And I enjoy doing lawn mowing at St. Theodore Cemetery. So I keep busy, but yep. I love the outdoors, and I love to be around people and visit with people. There's a lot of people that walk on the trail out by the cemetery, and it's so fun just to visit with people. I love people.
Marilyn Klassen again, going into the Hall of Fame on Saturday at Wedgewood Cove. And for young track and field boys and girls out there, men and women, what kind of tips would you have for doing the shot put, or did you say throwing the discus as well? I mean, what does it take to be a good shot putter or discus thrower?
Well, you have to be committed to working out, you know, every day. You just have to have that commitment, and you have to have a goal in mind what you want to accomplish at the end. You know, and I did. I had a goal that I wanted to go to the state meet, and I worked out very hard. I go on weekends myself to the field and practice throwing and things. I wanted to do well, and athletes need to know they need to work out.
Yep.
And they need to have that goal in mind, what they want to accomplish. Because anyone can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Great advice. Absolutely love that. Again, Marilyn Klassen with us going into the Albert Lea Hall of Fame on Saturday. One of my favorite people here in Albert Lea. A pleasure to have her on the air. When I saw your name on the list, I'm like, yes, that is so awesome that Marilyn is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Marilyn, enjoy the night on Saturday. Thank you so much for being on KATE Radio. And it's always good to talk with you. I hope to do it again soon.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you.